Hey everyone, and welcome to the Growth Tribe podcast, where we're all about growing ourselves to create lives we effing love on our terms. I'm Ellen, and I'm a former biomedical researcher turned coach who fell in love with personal growth when it empowered me to transform my health, quit my PhD, travel the world, and start my own business. But don't get me wrong, I'm still figuring my shit out too, and I'm so pumped to share what I'm learning along the way. We've got amazing interviews, big stories, tips, tricks, and no bullshit action steps that we can all learn from. So with that, welcome to this episode of The Growth Tribe. Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Tribe podcast. Today, I really wanted to talk about something. This is a follow-up to my most recent episode and interview with Keisha, which if you haven't checked out, you should totally check it out. That episode is fire. It is so freaking good. But one of the things that we talked about in that episode is something that colored both Keisha and my journey, ultimately, is this notion of wanting more in our life. Neither of us had any perspective or concept of what that more was, but we knew that we wanted it. That was basically all that mattered, was that we knew we wanted more. So this conversation was basically how we both got it. And that's really kind of what I wanted to follow up on today. In Keisha's interview, she talked about how she was a perfectly content Google employee. She's kind of a badass human. She was living in NYC. She had a great relationship, great friends, so much to be thankful for. She had a really good life, but she wanted a great one. You know, for me, that resonated a lot with me as well. I was in, frankly, what was my dream PhD program. I was getting school paid for, which is just like unheard of in so many fields. I had great friends. I was living in a great place. I had success and I was doing things right on paper, but I wanted more. I had a good life, but I wanted a great one. There was something missing for both of us, for Keisha and I. And this notion of wanting more is A, something that I feel like a lot of us can relate to, and B, was a thing that for Keisha and I just kickstarted massive shifts in our life. So that's really what I want to talk about today, is because oftentimes I feel like so many of us have this desire for more. But maybe we don't know what more looks like. We have no concept of how to get more because we can't put our finger on what more means. So we ultimately get overwhelmed. We look at what we want and we don't know where to start. So we get overwhelmed, we get stuck, we get frustrated, and we don't really know how to get from where we are to that more that we ultimately want. And really, that's just a question of prioritization, right? So prioritization is hard. I get it. It's something that I struggled with for a really long time. It's something that I consistently hear from clients and friends. You know, Ellen, there's just so much going on. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know where to start. Like, how many of us does that question resonate with, right? Well, friends, I get it. I 100% get it. I bet a lot of you can relate to that sort of question. And I know that for me, I resisted this feeling of wanting more because I felt like I should be grateful for what I have. I should be thankful for all that I'd been given and not, you know, do the super cliche millennial thing of, you know, of that state of discontent and dissatisfaction. I felt bad about the fact that I felt stuck. And really, I think a lot of us can relate to that as well. But what I started doing is I started taking small actions. And a big thing that showed me what actions to start with is I started using this tool, which I want to teach you guys today, and is really the whole premise of why I'm going live, why I'm doing this podcast. Basically, it's a tool where you take a big picture look at your life. You know, if you don't know where to start, take a big picture look at your life and where you're at in it. And I get that maybe you're in a place in your life where you don't want to look. Maybe things aren't going well in a lot of places and you don't want to face that maybe you aren't where you want to be in your life. I get that 100%. That was a lot of what I felt in grad school. You know, those feelings of I should be grateful. I should be thankful. I want more fulfillment. I want more money. I want to be in better shape. I want, you know, to actually start dating someone. I've been single for so long. I feel you on this. I understand what it feels like to look at your life and be supremely dissatisfied. But I want you to look anyway Because if you don't know where you are right now, how the hell will you know how far you are from where you want to be? How will you know? And this is the big thing. How will you know where your life needs the most focus and intention? So the tool I'm going to teach you today is, I call it the life evaluation. It's got a lot of different names. A lot of people teach it. A lot of people teach it in slightly different ways, but this is my version. This is what I've used for the last 3 or 4 years. And I frankly do this activity every quarter. So every 3 months I do this exact thing. And I want to teach it to you because I think it's so huge. I literally teach this and do this with every single one of my clients when we start out, without fail. I've done it with every single client that I've worked with. And what this ultimately is we're going to take a look at all these different categories of your life. And I generally break life down into the following categories: physical health. So that encompasses your workouts, nutrition, sleep, hydration, all that jazz. We're going to look at emotional health. So how do you handle stress? How do you manage negative self-talk, or do you have positive self-talk? What's your mental wellness like? What's your emotional health like? Do you have compassion for yourself when you make mistakes? Emotional health is a beast of a category, but I like to separate it from physical health because I think they're two very different things. The third category is personal growth. As you all know, I'm a huge, huge OCD advocate of personal growth. My podcast is called The Growth Tribe, but this is basically how you grow yourself, how you intentionally grow yourself personally, professionally, in your skills, in your productivity, et cetera. It's a huge category, and it basically encompasses any intentional growth that you do to develop your skills on a personal or professional level. Category four is finances. And basically, it's how do you feel about your savings, your investments? Do you have debt? How do you feel about the financial aspects of your life? Fifth is career and purpose. And I lump these two things together because it can include your profession. It can include the ways in which you make money, but it can also include, your purpose can come from other places. Maybe you do charity work and you get less purpose out of your profession and you get more purpose out of the charity work that you do. That's fine as well. But I lump these two things together because ultimately we're talking about fulfillment on some level. So that's the fifth category. The sixth category is spirituality and faith. And I understand that this is kind of a heavy one for people, but it's ultimately looking at your belief in something outside of yourself and or any spiritual practices you engage in. So this can be God, this can be organized religion, or it can be something more intangible. You can consider prayer part of your spirituality and faith, or maybe you just meditate. Maybe you just have a mindfulness practice. That also, in my opinion, falls into spirituality and faith. I don't do much with organized religion, but I meditate every single day. So that could be spirituality and faith. Seven is friends and family. So ultimately, how do you feel about your relationships with your close friends, your family, your children? How do you feel about those relationships? Category eight is love and romance. How do you feel about your romantic relationships? So it could be, you know, somebody you're dating, somebody you're married to. How do you feel about the level of support, connection, et cetera, that you have with your significant other? Category nine is recreation and fun. So this is just your hobbies. You know, what hobbies do you engage in and how do you feel about your level of engagement with these activities? Category 10, and this is kind of where I do things a little different than some other people, like not exclusively, but I include these categories because I think they're neglected and I think they're important. Category 10 is contribution. I don't see a lot of people include this sort of category in an activity like this. But I chose to include it because I think we as humans have an inclination to want to feel like we're contributing something to the world. And I include this category to account for that. So whether it's volunteer work you do, maybe it's something that's embedded within your career, maybe you feel like you're able to make considerable contributions to the world within the context of your career, or ultimately just, are you happy with your sense of contribution to the world or your community? And then the last category is environment, because, and again, this is another category that I feel like is underappreciated. Your environment does affect your life. I mean, talk to anybody who deals with, oh gosh, I'm going to blank on what that disorder is, but where you're not good at getting vitamin D. So if you live in places that don't have enough sunlight, you can get depressed. I think it's called SAD, but I don't remember what the acronym stands for. You know, your environment affects your life. So how do you feel about the place in which you physically spend time? This can include the city you live in, you know, the environment, the weather in that city, but it can also include your actual physical space, you know, your home, your work, your bedroom, your office. So that's the last category. And ultimately what I do with each of these categories is I go through each and every category and I ask myself, how satisfied am I with this part of my life? And then I score myself from 1 to 10, with 1 being essentially nothing is going right and I'm completely dissatisfied, and 10 being I'm 100% satisfied and I could not ask for more. So I score myself on each and every category, and I like focusing on it from the perspective of satisfaction. Some people, when they do this activity, they ask a slightly different question. And I think you can use this activity to ask, you know, what level of control do I have in this part of my life? How competent do I feel in this part of my life? But in terms of goal setting and looking at where you should prioritize intention and focus, I like asking it from the question of satisfaction. Because ultimately, the question of more, if you desire more in your life, this is a question of satisfaction. And what I really love about this question is that it allows for indifference, because guess what? Keisha will talk about, if you listen to this week's interview episode, which launched, I'm recording this as of Tuesday, so it launched this morning. Keisha says that she doesn't believe in work-life balance. And ultimately, I 100% agree with her, because guess what? We do not have the bandwidth to prioritize everything at all times. Ultimately, you're going to be in a season of your life where you're forced to drop the ball on something, and that's okay. So what I like about this question is it allows you to be indifferent about some categories. You're not dissatisfied. You don't necessarily have 100% of what you want in that category, but it's just not a priority right now, and you're fine with that. I oftentimes give these categories a 5, smack in the middle of the scale. And the reason why I do that is this, it's because ultimately, after I go through each of these categories, after I give myself a score in each of these categories, I use these scores to determine where I'm going to set my priorities and where I'm going to set my goals. So each quarter, so every 3 months, I do this activity and I set 2 to 3 goals according to the scores that I've given myself in these categories. And I focus my energy and I set my goals on a goal in each of my 2 lowest scoring categories and a goal in 1 of my higher scoring categories. And I do this very, very intentionally. Obviously, the categories that are your lower scoring categories are places in which you just haven't spent a lot of time. They haven't currently been a priority for you, and that's okay. But ultimately, your level of satisfaction and the score you've given them represents, you know what, they haven't been a category, but you really want them to be. So I take these 2 lowest scoring categories, and that's where I set 2 of my goals, 2 of my big intentions, because obviously these parts of my life really, really need some focus. But I also do one in my highest scoring category. And the reason for this is I'm big on, I believe we should focus on our you know, develop our weaknesses, but we should also hone our strengths. I feel like if you neglect the things that you're doing well in, you lose the momentum you've built there. And I don't think we should ever do that. But also, if we are setting goals and focusing the majority of our time in places that we've really struggled with, and all of our goals are focused in those places, it can be really, really disheartening trying to focus all of our efforts into places that don't come naturally to us, that we struggle with. So I set that 3rd goal in a higher scoring category, because if I'm really, really struggling with the 2 lower scoring categories, this gives me kind of like a little bit of a confidence boost. It's motivating for me to continue to hone that category and to continue to work on that. So it's kind of a little bit of a balancing act. It gives me something that's an easier win to focus on so that I don't get disheartened and demotivated in the quest to achieve these goals. So that's ultimately the system that I use. And before I wrap this up, I want to say one more thing. If you have yet to set goals into 2019, if you didn't set goals in 2018, I feel like you are missing out on some very, very intentional growth, some very, very intentional work on yourself. Because, and here's the big thing, if you've told yourself that more is not possible, If you told yourself it's selfish for you to want more, I think you need to knock that mentality and that limiting belief right out of your head, because we only get one freaking shot at this life and on this planet, one chance. And we have to decide if we're going to spend it stuck in should or settling for good, or if we're going to grab this life by its figurative balls and live it for all it's worth. Keisha says a lot in that interview on Tuesday, and I'm referencing it a lot because it's so good. So if you haven't checked it out, you totally should. That too many of us settle for good when we deserve great. You do deserve great. So don't let that nagging voice in your head that's telling you you don't deserve more win, because you do. And this is a tool in which that I use that I really wanted to teach you guys, because I've used it for years and I feel like it's really, really helped me be very intentional about where I'm setting goals, where I'm focusing my time. And I feel like this time of year, even though I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, I'm big on goals. And we're all in a goal setting transformation, let's make some freaking changes headspace right now. So let's take advantage of that headspace. And I hope that this tool really, really helps you to make intentional goals for yourself so that you can really level up your life. I hope that you guys enjoyed this. I hope you got something from it. If you have any questions on this tool or you want to elaborate on it further, head to coachellen.com/freebies. For those of you that are watching this live broadcast right now, I'll drop the comment below. But for those of you that are listening to this on the podcast, go to coachellen.com/freebies. And I not only share this tool, I dig into a little bit more, but I share additional goal setting and self-discipline motivation tips for you guys. It's a 3-part webinar series. It's like jam-packed with all the goodies. So if you want a little bit more on this, let me know, or head to coachellen.com/freebies. I hope you guys are starting off 2019 so freaking well. Let's take advantage of this year, because like I said, you only got one shot. Let's make it count. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, please share it with your friends so that they can join the tribe as well. Or better yet, share it on Instagram stories so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Your support means the world to me, and of course, I want to thank you for being a part of the Growth Tribe.